And I'll tell you what, folks, you heard me the other night. I wasn't thinking even about you. I'm thinking about the miners all over this country. We're going to put the miners back to work. We're going to put the miners back to work.
Now that Donald Trump is the assumed Republican nominee for president, he has started focusing on November's general election and the likely Democratic nominee, Hillary Clinton. And he started that focus in coal country.
And how about Hillary Clinton? I was watching her 3 or 4 weeks ago. See, I'm going to put the miners back to work. And she said, I'm going to put the miners and the mines out of business. And then she comes over and she tried to explain her statement. That's a tough one to explain, wouldn't you say?
Trump is referring to a comment Clinton made during an Ohio town hall in March, a comment she again apologized for during her trip to West Virginia earlier this week. But the message was clear. Trump is positioning himself as the coal candidate, and the miners are listening.
If anything, he's going to put coal back on the map.
25-year-old Derek Angel traveled from Boone County to see Trump Thursday evening. Angel is a miner who says the decline of the industry is killing his community.
Our county, our state, everything's been on a decline for the past 5 or 6 years, and it's pushing everybody out of the state of West Virginia, so it kind of gives people a sense of hope to even be a coal miner.
Debbie Mudd teared up as she explained how much it pains her to receive an unemployment check each month, but she lost her job when Arch Coal went bankrupt earlier this year. She's supporting Trump because she says West Virginia has nowhere else to turn.
I don't think any of West Virginia has any candidate or anyone in the political ring, I should say, that we can trust that will do anything for us.
Trump will turn the industry around, Mudd says. Trump says it too.
They didn't have ridiculous regulations that put you out of business. They didn't have these ridiculous rules and regulations that make it impossible for you to compete. So we're going to take that all off the table, folks, and you better do well and you better compete and make me proud of you, okay? You'll be proud of me. That make me proud of you.
But Thursday's rally wasn't just about the coal industry. It was a celebration of sorts, one of Trump's first major events since his win in Indiana Tuesday that led the two other Republican candidates still vying for the nomination to drop out of the race. It's more fun to have an opponent, Trump told the crowd. And then he said this.
And now what I want you to do is save your vote. You know, you don't have to vote anymore. Save your vote for the general election, okay? Forget this one. The primary's gone. Save your vote for the general election in November.
Trump told his supporters not to vote in the May primary, not once, but twice during his 50-minute speech, sending the exact opposite message of the several speakers who warmed up the crowd before Trump took the stage. Those speakers, which included Trump's campaign co-chair for West Virginia, Mike Stewart, urged Trump supporters to choose delegates to the Republican National Convention committed to the candidate on the May 10th ballot. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.